This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the future of that other broadcast medium, television. First this. The war in Iraq makes life hard for many in the National Guard and for their families and for recruiters. Nationwide, the Army National Guard has run 20% short of its targets in this last year. Many states are now really working to try to meet their enlistment goals. In Alaska, the Army National Guard is turning to rural areas as part of its biggest recruitment effort in at least a decade. From Alaska Public Radio Network, Ashley Gross reports.
Under a light snowfall, Guard members march along a road while training in Anchorage. Most of the members in this battalion are Yupik Eskimo. They come from villages where paved roads are rare, and people zoom up and down frozen rivers on snow machines.
Keep the pace. Let's go, first platoon.
One of them is 19-year-old Seth Aguchuk. He comes from Scammon Bay, a village of about 500 people on the Bering Sea coast. Joining the Guard, instead of, say, the Army or the Marines, allows him to stay home in his village. There he helps his mother run a family business and hunts for beluga whales, seals, and geese. But his friends don't share his enthusiasm for the Guard.
They just said that they wouldn't do it. But I told them what else is there to do? There's nothing here. And I needed money for college, and I couldn't get the money, so I signed up.
That's a common dilemma in villages like Scammon Bay, where jobs are scarce and per capita income is less than $8,000 a year. Guard members earn about $8,000 a year for service at home, and many are eligible for a signing bonus of as much as $10,000. But Aguchuk knows his enlistment also carries risks. His battalion is scheduled to deploy to Iraq this summer.
It scares me. It scares me a lot, but before I get there, I know I'm going to be ready for it.
Serving in the Iraqi desert is a very different mission for the Alaska National Guard. During World War II, more than 6,000 Alaskans, mostly Native, formed the Territorial Guard, known as the Eskimo Scouts. The unpaid militia guarded Alaska's coastline from Japanese attack. During the Cold War, they watched out for Soviet threats. Now the Guard is transforming again, this time into an infantry brigade combat team. Units that can be mixed and matched with ones from other states. General Craig Christensen, who commands the Alaska Army National Guard, says that's what's driving this latest recruitment campaign.
The question of whether we're recruiting for the war is no, absolutely not. We're recruiting for the transformation, the third generation of the Guard.
But more than 300 Alaska Guard members are in Iraq now, and that number is set to increase to about 700 by this summer. That's the Guard's largest deployment since World War II. But the Guard has missed its recruiting goals in 8 of the last 10 years. This year, the Guard has about 2,000 slots, with only 1,850 filled. Christensen aims to boost that number by 100 new recruits this year. To do that, he plans to visit all 73 of the state's armories, many of which are only reachable by plane. He's just back from Northwest Alaska, where he asked tribal and village leaders for their support.
As I talked to him, I said, I can recruit nobody. The community needs to recruit somebody. We'll help do the paperwork.
Army National Guard recruiting to Sergeant Charlie Spring County.
Carrying out day-to-day recruiting are people like Staff Sergeant Tom Charlie. He's based in the mostly Yupik Eskimo town of Bethel. He says speaking Yupik puts recruits at ease.
Yeah. Request your discharge order and your NGB 23.
Charlie's grandfather served in the Territorial Guard and his father in the Alaska National Guard. He's proud of that legacy and his service, even if it means heading to war.
I'm like pretty much keeping the tradition alive of the keeping the state of Alaska safe, you know. And nowadays it's a worldwide mission for pretty much the nationwide National Guard members.
It's that kind of patriotism Alaska National Guard officials will have to tap during their recruiting push. What was once known as the Tundra Army may now be needed elsewhere in the world. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Anchorage.